Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 18th of March. So on the 18th of March, Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Jupiter, Venus makes a quintile to Uranus, and the Moon void of course starts. So Mercury's semi-sextile to Jupiter allows us to have more of an open mind, especially when it comes to education, writing, public speaking, seeking justice, and you know, promotional sales and marketing, speeches and meetings as well. So great energy for all forms of communication, and it can make us more optimistic. Negatively, it can make us overconfident and arrogant in our thoughts, thinking that we're better than others. So it's important to try and remain humble today and open to different perspectives and opinions of others, rather than becoming overly attached to your own beliefs, which can sometimes make us be aggressive or at least, you know, closed-minded and just thinking that our way is the only way to be, and this can cause breakdowns in our relationships. We can also become overwhelmed and scattered in our focus today because there can be a lot of information coming our way, so we just have to find balance between taking in new information and giving ourselves the time to process that information. So it's a good energy to start new projects, stay open-minded, broaden your understanding of the world around you. Venus's quintile to Uranus is a subtle energy, but it allows us to appreciate the love and beauty of the world around us and within us, and we can become more innovative in the way that we go about our attaining possessions or thinking about our finances. So great to sort out the subtleties of our finances. So if you have debt or if you have excess money and you're thinking about maybe starting a business, or you want to start a business but you think you need like loads of money to start it, think about how you can start it small. So it's about breaking things down, because quintiles are subtle energy, so it's about subtly doing day-to-day things to help your life better within and without yourself. So whether this being, you know, financial saving projects or starting a new business or going after, you know, promotion in your career or your spiritual development, this energy allows us to embrace change and be more creative about the way we go about life and our relationships. It allows us to break free from old patterns and sparks a sense of adventure, and pushes us to explore new ways of expressing ourselves and connecting with others. And this energy can help us dramatically transform our lives, as it encourages us to break free from unconventional norms and explore alternative just ways of being authentic and open and living our lives. And it just allows creativity to flow through us and us to just be more open to newness. But with all Uranus energy, we can sort of like become restless. People can pull pranks and do things to irritate others, even in a subtle way. It's more subtle energy, but it ultimately pushes us to have more freedom, open ourselves up to deeper levels of communication and being vulnerable, and just to let go of societal expectations and embrace our true selves in our relationships and our creativity expressions, whether this be business projects, personal projects, just going out there and doing what we need to do. But as this is a subtle energy, a lot of the work of this quintile between Venus and Uranus will go on within us, and it may not be as dramatic as say what would happen when Venus makes a conjunction to Uranus, you know. So just allow yourself to flow, and content creators can talk about how we can use information and research and different cultures and perspectives to help us on, you know, becoming more creative human beings, how we can become more critical in our thinking, giving tips and strategies on that, and talking about how we can just be more unique and avant-garde and experiment with groundbreaking techniques, whether it be we're creating a piece of art, whether we're creating a piece of music or designing, talking about how we can break free from traditional norms of how, you know, what an artist should be, what a musician should be, what a teacher should be, what a podcaster should be, and just how you can become more innovative and tap into your own niche and use your uniqueness to be your sort of like unique selling point. So yeah, that was the Daily Scope for the 18th of March.